Thank you so much. Yes, indeed. It's time now for the Good Stuff with Kim and Mike. And you know, let's pause for a moment. And if you do, you will discover Tri-State Livestock News. They're the commercial cattleman's publication, delivering comprehensive agriculture coverage for decades. A medium that blends its vast readership and deep industry knowledge to provide exceptional news and insight. It's a publication with these credentials warrants your attention. Tri-State Livestock News, available online at TSLN or in print.
Going to give you a little quiz. Where's a location that has over 300 motel rooms, several Airbnbs, and hundreds of campsites where you can camp under the stars, rent a camper, rent a cabin? I'll just tell you.
Okay, I think that's a good idea.
Cherry County, Nebraska. Yep, the Niobrara National Scenic River, voted as the number one river adventure in the Midwest and one of the top 10 rivers in Backpack Magazine for canoeing and kayaking. Check it all out. Visit Valentine.com. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to vacation in Cherry County, Nebraska.
Sounds great, Mike. And we love it. So we suggest you make sure you check it out this summer. Here's a good one I thought we'd have fun starting with. When I am an old lady, I'll live with each kid to bring so much happiness just as they did. I want to pay back all the joy they've provided, returning each deed. Oh, they'll be so excited when I'm an old lady and live with my kids. I'll write on the walls with reds, whites, and blues, and I'll bounce on the furniture wearing my shoes. I'll drink from the carton and then leave it out. I'll stuff all the toilets. Oh, how they shout when I am an old lady and live with my kids. When they're on the phone and just out of reach, I'll get into things like sugar and bleach. Oh, they'll snap their fingers and then shake their heads when I am an old lady and live with my kids. When they cook dinner and call me to eat, I'll not eat my green beans or salad or meat. I'll gag on my okra. I'll spill my milk on the table. And when they get angry, I'll run, if I'm able. When I am an old lady and live with my kids. I'll sit close to the TV through the channels. I'll click across both eyes just to see if they stick. I'll take off my socks and throw one away and play in the mud until the next day when I am an old lady and live with my kids. And later in bed, I'll lay back and sigh. I'll thank God in prayer and then close my eyes. My kids will look down with a smile slowly creeping and say with a groan, "She's so sweet when she's sleeping." You saw that coming, didn't you?
That almost sounds like a Dr. Seuss.
It does, indeed. And I don't know who wrote it, but I just think it is wonderful.
I have a Unity poem
for
you today.
Another poem. Interesting, yeah.
I don't know the author on this. If you send something to us, please include the author if you know them, because we like to give credit where we can.
Well, and we know a lot of times it doesn't have it, so don't hesitate sending it.
I dreamed I stood in a studio and watched two sculptors there. The clay they used was a young child's mind, and they fashioned it with care. One was a teacher. The tools he used were books, music, and art. The other, a parent, worked with a guiding hand and a gentle, loving heart. Day after day, the teacher toiled with touch that was deft and sure, while the parent labored by his side and polished and smoothed it over. And when at last their task was done, they were proud of what they had wrought, for the things that they had molded into the child could neither be sold nor bought. And each agreed that they would have failed if each had worked alone. For behind the parent stood the school, and behind the teacher, the home. Interesting. I know we're on summer vacation about teachers, but they sometimes don't get recognized for the things that they do. So that's called the Unity poem, and the author is unknown on that today.
I liked it, though. Okay, now time for your scientific types. I think you'll really like this. It's pretty heavy scientific stuff. We're going to be converting units. Mm. The ratio of an igloo's circumference to its diameter equals Eskimo pie.
Okay.
So you can see how this is going to go.
Oh, yeah.
1/1000th of a mouthwash is a microscope.
Oh, there you go.
Time between slipping on a peel and smacking the pavement, 1 banana second.
Oh, there you go. 1 nanosecond.
Yeah.
1 banana second.
1 banana second. Weight an evangelist carries with God, 1 billigram. And 16.5 feet in a twilight zone is 1 rod sterling.
All right. Thanks for sharing those today. If you have something to share with us, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And tune in again for the good stuff.